Just like, take for example, the Bhagavad Gita as it is book. So if you take a spiritual book like this, a donkey cannot appreciate the book any more than considering it a paper for eating. Or if you consider even a human being, one who is printing this book on the printing press, for him it is no better than a combination of some ink and paper. He will always be checking whether the quality of printing is too dark or is it light, whether it is properly printing or not, whether binding is done or not properly. He hardly bothers about the contents of the book, what is there, what has gone into the book. Or even if you take a Vedic scholar who is very expert in Sanskrit language, for him the book is no more than a book with some poetry with certain rasa and alankar. He may recite the Sanskrit with a great spashtata, and he may be teaching some of his students who come to him by memorizing and repeating the shlokas. But the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is not a question of remembering and repeating, but it's a question of understanding, practicing and realizing. So it is not just some information, a piece of information, but how the knowledge is understood and how is it appreciated, and one is able to strike a relation with what is being spoken in Bhagavad Gita. Just like the South Indian Brahmana, who wasn't a very great scholar, but by reading Bhagavad Gita regularly, he got that kind of awakening and realization. How does it happen? It doesn't happen even just by being a human being, by being a printing press owner or a Vedic scholar or a learned man in Sanskrit. But that happens only by the influence of the spiritual master in one's life. So, the Lord is situated in the heart as Chaitya Guru, as the Guru inside the heart, and Guru is situated without as the representative of the Paramatma. By the combined effort of this, actually it is said in the scriptures, by Krishna you get Guru and by Guru you get Krishna. So how this cycle works, when the soul sincerely is seeking the shelter of the Lord, then the Lord arranges the Guru. And when the Guru enlightens the disciple in the path of Krishna consciousness by giving the holy name, then the disciple, after having developed a firm faith in the Guru and Krishna, yastadeve para bhaktir yatadeve tata guru tasyaite kadita hyarta prakashante mahatmanah. So the word prakashante means the knowledge is revealed in the heart of the disciple when one develops the para bhakti. Deve and Guru, both are said. In the Lord, in the heart, as well as Guru who is appearing in front of us. So, in both these personalities, one should develop a very firm faith and obey their instructions. With respect to that, we have to simply become like children. Rising in the morning, chanting the holy name, singing, dancing, reading the scriptures, performing all the limbs of devotion service. One should simply go on doing with a firm faith that one day Krishna Prema will awaken in my heart, with that faith. For such people who, with great transcendental faith, perform these activities, Lord has assured, promised, that Krishna Prema will surely arise in the heart of such devotees. So such faith was there in Valmiki. Valmiki was chanting, Narada Muni told him, chant Mara Mara, he was chanting Mara Mara, continuously. And his firm faith should certainly be appreciated. Mara 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 Mara, chanting like that, he became awakened, prakashante mahatmana. He became awakened. And then he became such a great devotee of Lord Rama that he could write Valmiki Ramayana. Lord spoke the Valmiki Ramayana through him. So is it not a miracle? A hunter becoming a great devotee poet, learned scholar in Sanskrit writing. So that is not only thing that happened in millions of years ago. Even in recent times, there was a crazy Peter who became Kushakrata Prabhu, who became a very greatly enlightened soul, proper disciple, and wrote all the purports to all the... He became a very great Sanskrit scholar, although earlier he was called as a crazy Peter, who was totally neglected and ignored by the world. So, the holy name, Shabde Samanya Buddhir, one may think of the holy name to be a Samanya Shabda, That is because of our blindness, because of lack of mercy flowing from the spiritual master to us. But if one takes shelter of Guru and Krishna firmly, with firm faith, accepts the process, then the Bhagavad Gita book will no more remain a paper for reading, or it will no more be a combination of ink and paper, but it will be a fully revealed transcendental knowledge that has relevance and application in our life, that becomes a link for a practicing devotee to get connected to Krishna and return back to spiritual world. Harinam Prabhu ki.